So our precious beloved Nada Rayburn speaks her heart to us. We ask our mighty omnipresence to clear the way, blaze through us whatever will render the greatest service possible in that which she wishes to give to us for the blessing and freedom and protection of the younger generation. Beloved ones of Saint Germain's own heart, his family of violet flame love, it is our privilege tonight to draw closer to you because of the great harmony and love that has been attained and maintained throughout the past year, and that is drawing into outer conditions the greater perfection for which we have worked and are calling into action to bless you all and to help to raise mankind through that which you have the power to give. And it is with great rejoicing that we are watching your pageant of I Am Come in its outer activity release. Light ray after light ray, in and around you all, and then into the very structure of Earth itself. You have no idea how much closer this is drawing you into the Master Jesus' own heart because of the service he wishes to give to the younger people of the nation. And you are an open door for his heart's flame and the love which we have for the younger generation to come into physical activity in outer action and begin its raising process to turn one life stream after another away from the conditions in which they have been caught in the outer world. And we are so grateful for the opportunity to speak to you all together and to be a part of this which is to be released in your coming pageant. I assure you, dear ones, the eyes of all the ascended hosts are upon you in this which you are offering to do in this presentation. And as the great blessing of the boundless love from our octave goes forth throughout the nation to draw upon one life stream after another until it turns away from the conditions that have sought to destroy the younger generation. Then will you find the great thrill of turning one life stream after another into the pathway of light once again, and then you stand the guard of those life streams until they become strong enough in their own release of the light to go forward under their own momentum, this time secured to the victory of light. The beloved land of America must be filled with the light of our love. For I assure you, our love released does always produce light in the universe. And so does your love produce that light. And beloved America needs your guarding love, your guiding light, more than you ever know this hour. As the light comes forth in cosmic action through your calls and through your love, great rivers, so to speak, of its action burst forth here and there into conditions that need purifying and correcting. No, dear ones, I want to assist you tonight with everything my heart can give and make you feel how powerful can the great law act for you when you are determined to correct things that are wrong. You have done wonderfully well, beloved ones, I assure you. But oh, there is so much power in the universe that you can have just as easily as you can have air to breathe. And it is this great power from our octave that will surge forth into your activities, no matter what they are, so long as they be constructive. Each one of you is guarded by the legions of light with the hope always that you may reach up and draw forth such power into yourselves from our octave as shall make you outstanding before the rest of the world. And you remember, I am sure, those of you who were in the early classes at the Shrine Auditorium, I'm sure you remember the Blessed Master Saint Germain's glorious promise to you that as you hold close with your determination to have this power and make your application, you can become the outstanding lights of the world within a period of 5 years. And since the world needs your light so great at this time, I assure you, we are willing and we are ready to reveal to you anything that will expand your light and make you its victorious action, mark you, in the conditions of the outer world. I plead with you, turn away from all the activities of the outer that do not honor God the mighty I Am Present and honor the great love of the universe that is the only thing that can set you free. And none of you will ever realize till your ascension is complete how great is the love within the violet consuming flame. That magnificent flame, whose beauty is indescribable, surges forth from our octave. And if you will always recognize it as the beauty and power of our love, ever transmuting everything that is of the outer world's creation into the eternal beauty and power, mark you, that can change anything in the physical octave into the perfection of our octave, then will you realize how great is your privilege and how great can become your power as you demand the violet flame authority and power of our love to come into your world and render this service for you quickly. Now, you have been told many times that your attention, your vision, and your power of qualification will bring you freedom and bring you anything that is of God for your use so long as it be constructive and you use it to fulfill the great divine plan. Therefore, in calling these three activities to your outer, into your outer use, try to realize that when we say your power of qualification, it is your ability to change your feeling at any moment from anything that is of distress in to that which brings you peace and happiness and our love. No matter what you seem to lack in the physical world, whenever there seems to be a lack of anything, turn back to your beloved I Am presence and to us, and ask us to supply you with the violet flame love that produces the manifestation that you require. You see, everything, my dear ones, depends primarily upon love for its manifestation, if it is going to produce harmony. Therefore, your power of qualification, your power to change conditions, depends on the love in the violet consuming flame for action in your physical world. And that is life. It is life from our octave, and the life in you that calls it into outer action is again the authority of the love from the great central sun. I want you to feel closer and closer to the love in the violet consuming flame from the great central sun, because as you just rest within it and absorb its perfection, you will find rest and relaxation. And then in that inner harmony of that love will come into the mind the magnificent ideas and glorious inspiration that must come through you, precious ones. You are the natural open door. You are the bearers of the light, and therefore you are the ones that the cosmic law has chosen to be in physical embodiment at this time, to receive that which is to be given to America to build eternal perfection this time upon the earth. So if you will feel that the violet flame love which I am bringing to your attention tonight is the way and means by which you build ascended master perfection into this octave, then you will, as it were, reach into our octave and use one power after another from our life and our octave and bring it here to build here as we have our perfection in our own octave. So there will be no more veils between. Now, in the use of your power of vision, try to realize that even when you want to do something in the physical world, there may be an abundance of ideas or things in this world from which perhaps you will receive some ideas. But if you will call to the great creative heart of the violet consuming flame in the great central sun, you will find ideas of the most glorious perfection, of beauty, and that bring happiness that is positive ecstasy as you demand them brought into your outer use to help the younger generation turn back to God. Then you will understand that the power of your vision abides in your feeling quite as well as within the mind, and the power of sight can look within the heart of creation and draw forth from there magnificent new manifestation and then produce it out here as you look into the energy of the physical world. Now, let us enter deep into the realization of something with which you are all familiar in a way, and yet you do not quite understand the inner, deeper meaning and use of that which to you seems just an ordinary physical mechanical invention. And I speak now of the power of photography. If you will try to realize that the atmosphere about you is like a highly sensitized photographic plate, and it is ever taking the record of whatever you send into it. Now, you have the ability within you to reach to the great creative heart of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun and ask it to bring into your outer consciousness those magnificent ideas and pictures, mark you, pictures from the heart of creation that will bring to you in outer conditions magnificent advancement and perfection that is to become just the daily existence of the incoming cycle. Everything you have in the world today, even the best, will be transmuted into something better because you are the precious builders who are to bring in these great, refined, beautiful, magnificent, simple, glorious things that are to become the permanent condition and activities and manifestations of the incoming golden age. You can look about you in the outer world and see some things wonderfully fine and beautiful, and others quite coarse and crude. But ever keep before your mind this reminder that everything in your world today must be purified, illumined, and raised into the perfection of the incoming golden age. And that is the perfection from our octave. You see, the ideas that come to us to produce manifestation in our octave have to come from the same place that your ideas do. We get our ideas of creation from the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. And you do the same. You can call to your beloved I Am Presence, and you can specify what kind of ideas you want out here. And your beloved I Am Presence is glad to fulfill your call. When you would say to your mighty I Am Presence, give me in my outer consciousness ideas of beauty and perfection from the heart of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. And let them be those ideas that I can use in outer physical conditions to transmute everything here into the eternal perfection and manifestation that is the divine plan fulfilled for the earth. Then, my dear ones, you become the advance guard in science, in industry, in manufacture, in all the fine arts, in music, in every way and means of mankind's daily life, will you have the advanced ideas of the age. And instead of just being one, so to speak, of perhaps the best in your channels, you will be those who bring in the advanced ideas of beauty and perfection that have never been in this world before. And therefore, you can lead the entire civilization into whatever channel you choose by this call which I give you tonight. We are very much interested in this because it is part of my work and that of our beloved Rex and Bob and Pearl. You see, we are dedicated to bring this into physical conditions of this world. And you, who are the actors, so to speak, to bring it in, are also interested. And therefore, we want you to have the best on earth. And you, in turn, reveal the best to the rest of mankind. And therefore, you become a magnet because of your advanced ideas that reveal power and beauty and perfection that will attract the rest of mankind. You can be like a great magnet that draws them on and up and in to that which is nearer to the Ascended Master's way of perfection. So your power of influence, my dear ones, upon the people of the outer world is very great, and I assure you will become much greater as time goes on. And now I want to assure you, we are so willing to help you, and our love shall sustain you and shall surround you, and our love shall inspire you to draw forth these magnificent creations into your daily use until, as you go forward in your chosen channels of activity in the rest of your life here, you will at all times be clothed in the power of our love to radiate to the younger generation and to the rest of mankind our desire and our power to raise mankind out of their human desires by the very attractiveness and beauty and perfection of that which is to become permanent upon the earth. This time, you will lead mankind into the desire for the eternal perfection of our octave. And you will not have the struggle of the generations of the past, because while the hordes of darkness are seeking to draw every life stream away from the light, yet I tell you, there are coming manifestations of the light that are so powerful and so far in advance of what mankind understands today that there will be no question about those manifestations holding the attention of mankind. There is coming manifestations of the light whose power is so irresistible that those life streams who have tried to hold to the constructive way of life will be drawn almost irresistibly into that manifestation that will begin to take command of the conditions in the outer world as the hordes of darkness are seized more and more and removed from the earth. And oh, your privilege is so great. Go forward with all the joy at your command and anticipate each day as a thrilling opportunity to fill your world and your affairs and your activities each day with such beauty and glory and new activities from our octave that I tell you, each day will be like an adventure. And you may live almost a year in a day in your accomplishment as you go forward. You do not realize the progress you have made, even in the last year, my dear ones. But we do, because we see the greater expansion of your light. And that light shows in the energy of your emotional body and in your mental capacity and your willingness to step forward, take responsibility, and then make the application that fulfills the desires of your heart to do something way beyond what the mass of mankind can do at this time. So you are the vanguard of mankind in more ways than you dream. And through your radiation, or your calling forth of the expansion of our radiation to clothe you in our cosmic power, you can have the power to affect those you contact in the outer world until, I tell you, scarcely anyone will resist your call to them to serve the light. Oh, the door is opening into our great octave of light. And I tell you, the light is the love of the great central sun magnet. And that power is so great, you can scarcely comprehend what its effect is, what its all-controlling power is upon individuals who will call it into the physical conditions of the outer world. It is a power that is naturally within life. And if people of the outer world, because of their lack of understanding, do not quite agree with you, be unconcerned. Go your way and have these magnificent miracle blessings of life from our octave, life from the great central sun, life from your blessed I Am presence, life from your physical sun. Demand these miracle blessings, blessings and blessings and blessings, the miracle blessings of the violet flame love from the great central sun, and flood your world with them. Fill it with what you desire so long as it be constructive, and then demand that whatever constructive thing you desire, you draw it forth and then offer to the mighty I Am presence, and demand that it be used only to fulfill the great divine plan. Then, may I say, you will go or come to us on many explorations in which you will find many of the wonderful miracle powers of life acting in you and your world to bring you eternal happiness. And these things which I draw to your attention tonight are the eternal divine desires of the heart flame of your blessed I Am presence, and from our octave that will forever bring you happiness. You can never have one discordant reaction from this which I call to your attention tonight. And so I bring you the gift. The gift which only love can give. And you will never know how great is our love and gratitude to beloved Saint Germain for our freedom. It was his love that brought the gift of our freedom to us. And now it is our love that will bring to you the gifts that will help you to serve him. Oh, you are blessed beyond any people on the earth. Don't let a shadow of anything cause you distress. And if it seems to, just stop in the middle of things. And just demand so much violet flame love into yourselves that it consumes all distress and closes the door to that which causes you worry and struggle and strain and confusion. You do not need to struggle ever again. Charge your day each day full to overflowing with everything your heart desires that will give you the freedom to to do these things that will only bring you joy. Oh, precious ones, don't say ever again, well, I can't do this because I haven't this or I haven't that. You have the divinest thing in the universe. You have the greatest power in the universe. You have it absolutely free. And that is the unlimited use of the love of the violet consuming flame. I'm the great creative heart of the mighty I am present in the great central sun. You have the greatest wealth in the universe. If you will use this in your daily activities, and don't feel that we would withhold one thing from you just so long as you desire that which is constructive and desire to fulfill the divine plan. That will become the all-absorbing desire of all your outer activities. And precious ones, if you want happiness, and I'm quite sure you do, we do too, and we want you to have it. Don't fail to call our happiness to flood your world each day. If you find something coming up that makes you unhappy, stop a moment and ask for our eternal happiness to take its place. And we will come and assist you. You haven't called to us very much, have you? And yet we are waiting for those calls. And who can be more interested in the younger generation than we? It was such a short time ago, precious ones, that we were in bodies. I won't say like yours, because yours have become perfected so much more than ours were when beloved Saint Germain took us to the Cave of Light in India. You do not realize how much better your bodies are today than ours were at that time, but they are. I'm sure you have transmuted much in your world. And now we are just waiting to bring to you what will assist the younger generation the most. And sometimes when you see what is occurring in the government of your land, just know the beloved Rex is working, may I say, with feverish intensity to upset many plans. Thank you, precious ones. With all our heart's love and that energy and that love, I offer to him to help his plan succeed. Won't you be seated, please? And just remain so. So know, beloved ones, that there are many of the ascended host standing near you, trying to draw to you everything that will be of assistance. Your nation bless you forever for what has been done just this far in this conclave by your presence here and your love and your energy and your desire for America's freedom. Already the light has increased, may I say, 100-fold in this individual locality just since this conclave began. And we are so grateful for your love and your willingness to give your cause that have released this light. Just keep steadily demanding the expansion of all the light that you have already released through your decrees. Demand its daily expansion, because that is the way it comes to an overwhelming pressure. And the hordes of darkness, may I say, are having a harder time every day. They are quite sure that one day they will have to face the reckoning of their own evil. It's a strange thing in life, but that is true. Even evil forces know that one day they must face the command from life by individuals who are far greater than they. They know within their own life that one day there will come forth those great beings who will command them to cease their destruction and who will issue the fiat of that which they have to do in the future. It's a peculiar contradiction within life, but because of their human creation and their long defiance of the authority of these great beings of perfection, they have built their stubbornness and their selfishness to such a point that they do not care what they defy, and yet all the time knowing within that one day they will have to have their evil consumed. So they are hourly coming closer to the time when their own reckoning will be inevitable and no escape can possibly exist for them. They will have to face the fire and go through it and be purified. But you who call the violet flame love into action, you who of your own volition have stood within that violet consuming flame and have desired purity of your own free will, then your purification comes about harmoniously and mastery is the result to you. The suffering of the past will forever be wiped out from your memory. Oh, we want you to be as free as we are. And may I say, you are becoming more and more free every hour. But don't fail to charge your physical activities, all your daily, may I say, duties. They really are not duties. They are opportunities. But charge them with eternal happiness and violet flame love that will as surely transmute them as you call it forth. And then that violet flame love will give to you from within your so-called daily duties miracles and powers that will astound you. You will astound yourselves by your experiences of the future as you call this into your daily affairs. Oh, it doesn't make any difference what it is. If you are working with the ground, then that ground can yield you its miracles and love of eternal perfection. If you are dealing with the activities of science, you can make it yield you the eternal blessings of perfection. And so it is in everything. There isn't any activity of life that you cannot command to yield you perfection by the violet flame love and eternal divine desire of the great creative heart of the mighty I Am Present in the great central sun. So go forth and live in a temple of your own blazing perfection and your call to life, and know that even while here you may build those temples from which you will work after your ascension. So your work is not lost here. And so if you build with the desire of permanent perfection, each of you may still have a focus of the energy that you drew here while yet unascended, and created something that as you become ascended, you may come back and transmute into your focus of power and assist the generations following on to your heart's content, and only happiness forever will come out of your efforts from now on. Thank you, beloved ones. And just call to us. Call to us, and we will come and do everything to help you understand what the younger generation requires the most and how you can assist in the shortest time to lift life out of that which has caused the shadows of the world. Oh, go on and demand the eternal happy government of the violet consuming flame to your people. And wherever you go, your radiation will be irresistible, and mankind will follow in your pathway and produce that which becomes the glorifying presence of the mighty I Am to life, and life in turn will set you free and glorify you. Thank you for your love and recognition of us. Now we shall draw closer to help you both in the pageant and in that which will come to bless you as your calls go forth to expand perfection through yourselves that frees all life wherever you abide. And I bear to you the greetings and the love of Bob and Pearl, who, may I say, are very busy with activities which they will reveal to you themselves. Thank you and good night. Thank you, beloved Nada. Precious hearts who are guarding the younger generation, we thank you and love you and bless you. We do ask you to bring such happiness to these beloved I Am Ascended Master youth. Every day give them a billion times more happiness than the day before. Happiness that is eternal in such power and love of that violet consuming flame, that as soon as they desire to do that which fulfills the divine plan, automatically it comes into their use until they are able to set all free wherever they abide. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such violet flame love from the great creative heart of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, that it shuts off forever all that is not the eternal happiness of the Ascended Master's octave. And beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us with 10 billion times more violet flame happiness each day than is necessary to keep us untouched by anything that is of the human, till our ascension is complete. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Nada. Precious Nada Rayburn, we thank you and love you and bless you. Blaze through us whatever saves all the younger generation from everything that is not the Ascended Master's perfection forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in your luminous presence, in your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into its distress the violet flame love of eternity, make it manifest around us in such power the human can never again approach, ever, for any reason. We thank thee forever. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with a one mighty stroke of enough violet flame love and power without limit to set the earth eternally, invincibly free from all that is of the shadows forever. And great beings who govern the cosmic power of the great cosmic crystal cup, flood forth all of its boundless blessings into the hands and use of those of this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of great divine plan. To this end do we ever serve, until victory blazes everywhere, forever, with full power. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations necessary to remove war from the earth forever and to command and compel beloved Saint Germain, invincible purity and freedom, protection to America, the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth, and for the ascension of all. And the beloved Master Jesus and beloved Daddy, we ask your luminous presence in the greatest power which we are able to stand at this time.